Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Leanne has been on, okay? Now, you're good with the ladies, aren't you? Leanne's just been dumped, right?
Okay.
Got dumped last night.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, you know, he's feeling quite gutted. She called into the shoe shop she works at and says to the boss, "Oh, I'm not coming in today, I feel terrible, my boyfriend split up with me last night." And the manager didn't think that was a good enough excuse to not come into work and told her to pull herself together and get her ass into work.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I think she should have lied and said she was ill.
But is being dumped a good enough excuse to have a day off work?
It depends how long you've been going out.
It does, that's what I was going to say.
Know?
I mean, if you've been going out for ages, it's kind of different than if you've seen each other twice. Oh, I think I'll have the day off.
If you've been going out for over a year, then, yeah, you can maybe have a day off.
Oh, I had that one night stand last night. I'm not going in today. I'm going to stay at home and eat ice cream and watch Bridget Jones. Also, the other thing to consider, right? What?
Nothing. I've just got an idea of what Joe Wiley might clip for tomorrow's show.
Right. The other thing to consider is, right, if you split up and then you take a day off, what happens if you get back together again? Oh, it's all fine now, we're back together. Then that doesn't look good, does it? At all.
True.
There's a lot of factors to consider here, aren't there? And also, does it depend on the reason why you broke up?
Hey, no.
Well, no, because if it's like, you know, you have the chat and it's not working, and it's not you, it's him, is that enough of a reason to call in?
No.
Right.
I want to know.
81199. Is it okay to take a day off work because you've been dumped? Because people feel horrible when they're dumped. I think it might be.
She sounds a bit soft to me.
She's been going out with him for 13 months. Don't be so horrible.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Right, slightly better messages have been coming in on Flirt Divert, which is good, after I said on Monday that you weren't meeting any freaks and therefore the messages were rubbish. Still, don't know what this one is about at all. What's modelling video work?
Hello there. I contacted you, I think it was over the weekend time, reference the very ongoing modelling video work. And hopefully we can have a chat about it. Speak soon,
Bobby. He does sound like a train spotter, not a model.
Or maybe he makes like little plasticine models or clay
videos.
Yeah.
Ongoing modelling video work.
Very, very confusing. And then we had the guy earlier who did a little song loosely based on early 90s hit Informer by rapper Snow. Was he too old to rap?
Not then, but probably is now.
Now, definitely, yeah. Because that's what you would do if you wanted to impress a girl. You'd phone up and you'd do a version of Informer by Snow. That's the first thing that would come into your mind.
Fiona, you said why don't you give me a back... give me a ring back later. I want to get kinky and down. Because me sitting at home eating some bread. Thinking a lot about me and you in bed. So why don't you pick up the phone and ring me back. And in case you forgot, my name is Jack.
Informer. You know, say that I'm a snowman, I go blam. I lick you, bum, bum, damn. Take the man that says, say that I'm a snowman, stab somewhere down the lane. I lick you, bum, bum, damn.
Fiona.
Snow got the words out a bit better, didn't he?
Yeah.
In his version.
Yeah, he probably had time to practice, though. You know, he had one chance there.
An
answer phone message, you know what I mean?
It.
Cutting some slack. Now, we've all had this kind of message on our answer phone before. This girl, she sounds hot.
You gave me Flirt Divert. I've just realised, oh my God, you were the minger with a tiny...
Drunk girls are really attractive, aren't they?
Can't beat them.
Drunk people generally, but girls in particular, I do find annoying when they're drunk.
Mm.
Really annoying. Now, can I ask, would you buy one of these, right, on this next message, would you buy one of them second-hand?
Hi there, I noticed your parachute for sale. I'm wondering if you can give me some more information about it.
I'm probably looking to jump sometime in the summer, but I'm trying to get stuff organised. Could you please phone me back?
Would you buy a second-hand parachute?
No, I don't think so.
Do they have them on eBay?
No.
They might do.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I've never checked.
What about if he might just be selling a rucksack with a duvet in it or something? Then you jump out the aeroplane. Oh, hang on, where's the cord? Oh, rubbish, there isn't a cord. You'd give them some negative feedback on eBay after that, wouldn't you?
I'm just checking for you.
Don't buy a second-hand parachute. Surely not. Yeah, there it is, mate. Yep, there's your second-hand parachute.
No, I don't.
Yeah, everything's in there that you need. Yeah.
No, I don't.
You can't, no.
I know. I don't think so. No.
If you've ever bought a second-hand parachute, then you're a fool. But do let me know. And also, check this one out. What is this bloke saying?
It's Dave. In case you didn't find being driven home naked humiliating enough, I've thought of another one. If I leave you naked and blindfolded in the gents at Enigma, would that be humiliating enough for you? Get back to me, let me know what you think. Bye.
Well, we've all been there, haven't we, blindfolded and naked in the toilets of Enigma?
Not personally, no.
What is that about? Does he run some kind of business where he humiliates people?
If I leave you naked and blindfolded in the gents at Enigma.
Which Enigma were you found blindfolded and naked in?
Market Harborough.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Ian in Torquay.
What are you saying? What are you saying, Ian?
When you start going out with someone, you should you work a day in lieu to cover all the eventualities, you know?
Oh, that's brilliant. What,
well,
so when you start going out, that's good.
You know,
then,
your boss,
and then you can take a day off when you split up.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good thinking, Ian. Really good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
They were on about earlier, is being dumped a good excuse, a good enough excuse for taking a day off work? A lot of people saying, yes, it is. I took 3 days off. I've taken a week off. Most people saying, nah. Get yourself to work. You've only been dumped. Right, then this text has just come through, right, from this bloke. I have called him. I've spoken to him. He doesn't want to come on air because he's too embarrassed. But today, he took the day off because he had a hickey. A love bite.
That's even more ridiculous.
Yeah, but they are quite embarrassing, aren't they?
Yeah, but you can always make up some excuse.
Well, how long
do
they last?
Love bites.
What do you mean, some kind of excuse?
Well, you know, you kind of...
Wear a scarf.
Yeah, well...
You can't wear a scarf everywhere, though, can you? You can't keep your scarf on, like, while you're at your desk or whatever.
You accident...
Wear a cravat. Hello, I'm just wearing a cravat today. I know you've never seen me in one before. But I've just taken to wearing them. They're all the rage, don't you know? It's the winter 2007 collection.
I thought cravats were back, actually.
They are.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, there we are. There's your answer.
My dad's well cool now.
Your dad is cool. After all these years, he's cool. He's got a cravat.
Imagine that.
Wow.
Just tuck your neck in or something.
What, all day?
Yeah.
Oh, you're stupid. How long do they last?
Love bites?
Yeah.
I don't know, 3 days, like that.
Depends
how...
Take a whole week off.
Hard you've been sucked, I suppose. Well, it does.
I haven't had one for ages.
Oh, yeah. Do you feel like you're missing out?
Well, the thing is about love bites, like, I can see that they are they are a bit, like, gross, but it is kind of saying, without actually having to say anything... Hello. Yeah. Check me out. Yes, I am being kissed quite forcefully at the moment. Yes, I am. I'm getting passion in my life, is what it's saying, isn't it? But I don't have anyone to give me one.
Oh, dear.
I really want one.
Do a Hoover thing.
Can you do it with a Hoover?
Yeah, I think you can.
We could use that same Hoover that we used on Dan the Demon Dwarf.
Yeah, and on Dougie. Do you want me to go and find it?
I'm all right thinking about it.
No. Let's Laura go and find Henry.
No, I don't want. I'd rather have one for a.
Been on it.
Pardon?
Dougie's wine has been on it.
Okay, go and fetch the Hoover. No, it's just. Oh, great. No, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it with a Hoover. No, I want a real person to do it. Will you give me one, Laura?
No.
Come on. Why not? What's wrong with that?
I love you, but I'm not going to give you a.
What's wrong?
Rot.
Why? It's not like.
Don't weird. Look at. Don't look at me.
It's not like we're doing anything like, you know, jiggy, is it? It's not like boing. It's just.
Wrong.
It's just a little thing on the neck. Go on.
No, why don't you ask Chappers?
Go on. Will you give me one?
Why doesn't Laura do it?
We'll have a little thing.
Do you hang on. Do you actually want me to give you a love bite? Is that what you've just asked?
It's only a love bite.
Will it show up amongst the orange?
I don't know. Will you have a think about it? I'll play Take That and see what you think in a minute. Radio 1 Podcast. Eminem on Radio 1. That is another one of those songs that you cannot do your own voice to, isn't
it? Do
you
think?
Yeah, totally. Think about it. Right, my own voice. I've created a monster.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want Shady. I'm chopped liver. Doesn't work, does it?
But how? So do it in Eminem's voice.
I've created a monster. Nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want Shady. I'm chopped liver.
Yeah?
Yes.
You can't do it in your normal voice.
Do you think that's the same with all of his?
Right, try doing My Name Is without going, hi. Right, here it is.
Yeah. Hi, my name is...
Yeah, see? You don't go, hi, do you? You go,
hi, my name is... My name is...
Do you want to hear something really quite wrong?
Yeah.
Right. I've got here somebody doing Eminem in their own voice, which, as we all know, is a mistake,
okay,
because you have to adopt the voice of Marshall. Right? This is a guy called Nick Robbins, and he's on BBC Radio Stoke. Right? And he...
This is going to be painful.
Did a little trailer for his show. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Here he is, Nick Robbins off BBC Radio Stoke, being Eminem. How old is too old for rapping, do you think? Okay, listen to Nick and then make your mind
okay.
up.
Hi, my name is...
Nick Robbins.
My name is... Can I have your attention, please? My name is...
Nick Robbins.
Hi there. Do you like fun?
Yeah.
Want to hear me talk to great guests and play some amazing tunes?
Uh-huh.
Want to be reminded about hits and headlines from yesteryear mixed with news on local events from your area?
Yeah.
Well, if you like the sound of that, you need to tune in to the Lunchtime Show between 1 and 4 each weekday. I'll try my best to tickle your funny bone with my incoherent chatter. I might even come out and say hi to you at your workplace.
The Lunchtime Show with Nick Robbins on BBC Radio Stoke. It's all going on just after one.
And that's a wrap.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Nick, just... what have you done, Nick?
Oh,
no.
Oh.
See, I think Nick might be too old for... Like, how old do you have to be, do you think? Where's the cut-off point of rapping?
35.
Do you think?
I think so.
How old's Eminem now? He must be like, what, 33, 34?
He's got 2 years left.
Right, and that's it. And then he should give up, right?
And then he'll sound like Nick.
Do you think?
Yeah, man, he'll just go.
Hi, my name is...
Slim Shady.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Anyone else noticed that that lady at the end forgot the radio station that he was on?
The Lunchtime Show with Nick Robbins on BBC Radio Stoke.
Oh, there it is. Oh, Radio Stoke. Just remembered last minute.
Maybe she had to turn the paper over.
on BBC Radio Stoke.
The Lunchtime Show with Nick Robbins on BBC Radio Stoke.
Go on, Nick.
It's all going on just after one.
This is my favourite bit.
And that's a wrap.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Everyone's saying you can give yourself a love bite on your arm. I don't want one on my arm, I want one on my neck. I feel left out.
I've been sent a website on how do you give a hickey.
Who sent you that?
One of the ones that doesn't speak, who's in charge of making tea today.
Right. And she just happened to know...
Amongst other worthwhile jobs, obviously.
She just happened to know that was...
I don't know how she had this website on her own personal history, but if I was going to do this to you, do you want to know how I would do it?
Yeah.
I'd put my mouth against the side of your neck in a kissing shape.
Yeah.
I'd leave my mouth slightly open in the middle, like I'm saying the letter O.
Ooh, baby.
And then I suck in. So I suck your skin into my mouth, in essence hurting it, causing the blood vessels to break.
It's a bruise, isn't it?
And then it should take about 30 seconds.
Right.
If I'm not really good at suction, I can nibble you with my teeth, but that really is a last resort.
That's not necessary.
You're telling me
that's not necessary. Someone's saying use a Hoover, and I tried to call her and said, "Hi, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1." She went, and put the phone down. Do you know why? Because she tries to give herself love bites with a vacuum cleaner and she's too embarrassed to come on Radio 1. That's why. What happens if someone walks into the room? A Hoover stuck on your neck.
Well, you know, hi there, boys.
Right, is the Hoover here? I don't want to do that.
Also, the other problem with me giving you a love bite is it might make your mum jealous.
Oh.
Right, so you actually... Do you actually
I don't know, because they're quite powerful.
Turn it on, let me see.
What about if it rips out my jugular vein or something?
Well, it'll go on the podcast and we'll get record hits.
Let me do it on my hand. That's quite suction.
On your hand, that's all right.
Okay, so here we go, on my neck.
I'm just going to make sure this goes on properly.
Get it on.
Anything?
No, not really. Let's
do it. No, don't do any more. You can't do it with a Hoover. That girl was wrong.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Can anyone confirm or deny that at the Stereophonics gig last night at the NEC in Birmingham, Kelly Jones did a massive Matt Damon on stage? Is that true? A couple of people are saying they think he did it. Let me know. 81199.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who are you?
It's Barney Newton.
All right, well, how can I help?
Well, one day I was ringing prank numbers with my friend, and we were randomly typing them in, and we got through to Louis Walsh.
What? So you were making up phone numbers?
Yep.
In order to try and find celebrities?
Yep.
And you got through to Louis?
Yep, and he basically told me to go away.
Right, okay. Yeah.
In a polite manner.
So you were ringing random numbers, hoping that one of them eventually would turn out to be a celebrity?
Yeah, I guessed if I dialed, like, loads of different numbers, then I'm going to get through to someone in the end.
But what are the actual chances of that happening? Surely you would have to be there years.
Yeah, I know.
A billion to one
How
chance.
How long did it take you? How many ones did you dial before you got him?
Oh, well, about 2 hours worth. Not many.
Only 2 hours and you got through to Louis Walsh just by making up random numbers?
Yep.
Right. Can I just check that number? Was it 079... Only joking, Louis. Have you still got his number?
No, I haven't. I've got a new phone.
Oh, okay. Probably best, eh?
Yeah.
Have you played the game since?
Nope.
Maybe we'll not try it tonight or something if you're a bit bored.
Tempting, but...
Or, no, don't. Don't do that.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott, it's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel, where are you today?
I'm just pulling up at uni in Warsaw.
How can I help?
I just wanted to say, the other night I was joking about, and I sucked my boyfriend's forehead for a joke.
Oh, thank God for that. Right, you sucked his forehead.
We went to bed, and the next morning he woke up and said to me, I've got a really funny mark in the middle of my head. And I had a look at it, and I was just weeing myself laughing, because it was actually a love bite.
So you gave your boyfriend a love bite on his forehead?
Yes. Right. By accident. It was an accident.
How did you do it by accident? Come on. You have to suck hard. Were you sucking his forehead really hard?
I must have good suction.
Well, that's right.
Oh, has he got a very fat forehead?
No.
So not a lot of skin on his forehead.
It's definitely your suction, Rachel.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, good. Right, so you can't cover that up with a cravat, can you? On your forehead?
Bandana. Forehead.
Yeah. Is it gone now?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
He's a lucky lad.
Right, he was very embarrassed.
God, I'd love to be your
girlfriend. Boy,
your girlfriend. I'd love to be your girlfriend, Rachel.
Ooh.
I love you.
I think there are all sorts of problems there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Go on, Laura. Keep sucking. Laura's doing it now. Keep going.
Editing?
No, not really.
No, this is rubbish.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Martin.
Hiya, where are you?
I'm near Gloucester.
Okay, how can I help?
I was at the Stereophonics gig last night.
Yeah.
And between songs, I can't remember which songs it was, but Kelly Jones did a really big Matt Damon.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did everyone laugh, or did some people look a bit puzzled?
Some looked puzzled, but most people laughed.
Oh, with loads of people saying he did it last night, and some people saying that he did it on Sunday night as well at the NEC gig. So he's obviously worked it into his act, which I like.
Yeah, it must be part of the show.
And now you've spoilt it for anybody else who's off to see them.
Oh, sorry.
See? They'll now be expecting it. What happens if he doesn't do it one night?
If he doesn't do it now, they'll be walking out disappointed.
Well, they might throw things at him.
Where's the Matt Damon?
Exactly.
Oh, maybe we can get other bands to start doing it at gigs. I'd like that a lot.
Okay.
If you're in a band, right, and you're doing a gig soon, just do it. Halfway through, Matt Damon. Sorry to the person who... now has the Bourne identity completely ruined because they tried to watch it last night and couldn't think of anything else apart from Matt Damon through the whole film.
We're definitely sure it is Matt Damon.
Well, it might be, "Hello, Birmingham!" And people might just have misheard it because it does sound similar. Matt Damon, "Hello, Birmingham!" It could be...
Especially if he did it in that voice. Radio 1
Podcasts. Right, I'd like to set us all a challenge now.
Yeah.
I would like everybody on this show to have a love bite by this time tomorrow, okay?
Right.
So, are you, Laurie, going to do that?
No, that's
why?
Because James isn't here at the moment, so how the hell am I meant to do that?
Where is he?
He's gone to Cyprus with work.
Cyprus with work?
Yeah, you know how he goes to those student...
He's not
on
another course.
It's a conference in Cyprus.
Yeah. Mm.
You'll believe anything, won't you?
Their university is very popular in Cyprus.
Not smelling any rats there at all.
No.
No? Okay.
So what am I meant to do?
All right, so James is on a course in Cyprus.
And the only person left in my house is Sue, and she's got a cold.
Okay.
Right, and whoever gets the biggest love bite by this show tomorrow wins. I don't know what you win, but you win.
Are you offering up another £1,000 as a
prize? No. Okay, one that doesn't speak. Are you up for it? You are.
He's positively can't wait.
Chopper, are you up for it?
I'll see what I can do.
Laura, somehow, are you up for it? Go on. So, you can't be the only one that says no.
Yeah, but I've only got a Dyson Hoover and they're really powerful.
They are.
Well, you'll definitely get one.
I know from experience.
Don't use a vacuum cleaner. What do you mean you know from experience?
Yeah, I'm not going through that story again.
What was that story?
Oh, for the umpteenth time back when I got the Dyson stuck on my todge.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yes, right, move on.
I do remember that now.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell that again?
No, not again.
No, it's a good story.
Oh, God, I was cleaning cobwebs and the roof of the in the ceiling of the lounge and the thing snapped and it...
Naked.
No, I had shorts on because it was a hot day and just football shorts.
You do hoovering naked.
No.
Think about it, everybody.
Oh, how many times do I have to justify this story? The appendage of the hoover snapped and landed on my todge. Okay.
Oh, there's a Dyson on my todge.
Right,
okay. So
can that
I'm
be
it?
The last time we ever talk about that?
All right, you've got to get a love bite by tomorrow, all right?
No.
Yes. Come on, everyone else is doing it.
Peer pressure.
Yeah, that's
come
fine.
Come on, look, it's fine. It's not cheating.
He's
probably giving hundreds in Cyprus as we speak.
No,
it's fine.
Also, like, you're
like... Isn't that like being unfaithful?
No. That's what he's going to tell you.
Not at all. You're doing it for something for the show.
Mm.
You're doing it for your job.
Do you think Zane would give me a love bite?
Yeah. Don't know, ask him.
Okay.
Right? I don't have anyone to give me a love bite either, but I'll find somebody. I'll find someone and I'll have one by 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
You're not just going to go into a change room tomorrow, are you, and hope that somebody's going to give you a love bite? Radio 1. Radio
1 Podcast. Right, if we can't find anyone to give us a love bite, right, you can cut a squash ball in half, lick the rim, and then stick it on your neck.
Right.
So you can do that. So
that'll leave you with a very rubbery taste in your mouth.
Yeah, but the challenge is that we all get a love bite off of the 80s by this show tomorrow.
Isn't that just
like that's what you're going to need to do?
A plunger.
What?
A sink plunger.
Oh, that wouldn't work.
Why?
Well, are you going to try that?
Yeah.
Okay, right, you try it with a sink plunger. And I'll try and find an actual person to give me a love bite. And Chappers and the one that doesn't speak. We'll also do it, and we'll find out who's got the biggest one tomorrow. Good morning.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.